Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
Wow, it's only February and we are actually, there's been event after event. But, you know, I really feel that what God is saying to us is he's making opportunity for us to be a voice in the community and to be able to speak to people. Because during this time when there's, you know, the media lead up to everything, everybody's worried and people need somebody to talk to. And so I would think the best thing that you can do is just go around your neighborhood and knock on doors and make sure everybody's okay. Maybe offer to pray for them if you want to, but just to make sure that they're all right in their house and they're not trying to do this cyclone. Media is saying never before has New Zealand had a cyclone on its way. And we've sorted it out this morning in prayer, but there are so many people in our community that are afraid and doing things on their own. So this ought to be the busiest time. Our neighbourhood, James has got them all on text. And so when we need help at the hubs or something, he just texts the our street and they all text back and say, where do we go and what can we do? So we've got to know a lot of our neighbours like that. There's so much we can do now with media, you know, Facebook and all that sort of stuff. So do avail yourself of going down the road and just knocking on your immediate neighbor's doors and just see that they're okay. I mean, I think it's important. So before we get into this, let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that you have called us to be a heart in these situations and a voice for the gospel in our communities. Lord, we are always going to be your plan, your people going out and preaching the gospel. So now, Lord, just as you said to Joshua, we want to be strong and courageous and be able to do the things that you've asked us to do. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So something I've heard a lot last year was that phrase that says, position yourself to receive the blessing of God. And when I think of that, I think immediately, yes and amen, which is followed immediately by, where do I start? And so much can be happening around us. And sometimes it's so chaotic with our situations changing and the many voices around us saying, you should do this, you should do that, you know, this will be good for you, and this is what you need to do. And I've been in that situation when that has happened. But I've also been one of the voices that have spoken into people's lives. But above all, God's voice needs to thunder above it all. He is the one that we ought to be listening to. His is the voice that should take precedence, and we all know that. And as we look at, you know, I think to myself, where should I start? Let's start with the Word of God, and let's start where God started at the very beginning. So as we look at Genesis chapter 1, we see the account of creation, and we can only imagine what took place during that time, because according to verse 1, there was nothing. It was void. It was formless. It was without life. And I just want to say this. If your relationships are formless, are void, without life, if the situation at work is formless, it's void, without life, you probably just need to listen up to this, because I'm going to give you a few things that I believe will help you in your situation. So just imagine this. The earth was formless and it was void. There was nothing. And then suddenly God spoke and there was night and day. And then the sky was created. I mean, I'd love to have been, you know, I'd love to have been eyes on this when God was creating it. He must have had so much fun. And then the land appeared and the water became the seas and the land sprouted vegetation. You imagine that, you know, in fast photography, the way they do things, from nothing to all of this. And then the Lord created the sun and the moon and the stars. And then he made the fish and the birds and the great sea creatures. Then there were all sorts of wild animals and livestock. And each animal, all of them able to reproduce of themselves. And, you know, I think to myself, God can do the same thing in each of our situations and each of our lives if we would just let him. And then we get to verse 27, and it says this: so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And this is the verse that I want to get to. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry around the ground. So I want to have a look at this word fill. When something needs to be filled, it obviously means that the vessel is empty. It needs to be full up again. If your vessel is empty, if you are empty, it's time to fill up again. And then I can think of a number of things that need to be filled in our lives. But first of all, and most important, how are we able to give if we're empty ourselves? And I don't mean make a mad rush to prayer, make a mad rush to the scriptures. I mean, it's time for God to fill us up again. It's not like it's a huge job, that sort of thing. All of us have, over these recent years, been involved in COVID and lockdowns and now flooding, and perhaps you haven't been able to strengthen your relationships like you have wanted to. And, you know, when all of this stuff starts happening, where people have suffered relationships, where jobs have been lost, where provisions have been lost, there comes the grief that goes with that. It's not just an event, but there comes a grief that goes with it. And I think the most important thing for us to do at this time is to understand, is to actually acknowledge that something has happened. I remember James saying once before, you know, when you're going along in the car and you hear a huge bang and you've got a puncture, the first thing you do is you get out and take a look. But I think sometimes as we go along in our Christian walks, we don't do that. We just keep going, and we can hear the puncture going flap, flap, flap. But oh, we'll be okay. We'll do the best we can. But we need to acknowledge the things that have gone down in our lives. We need to acknowledge that stuff has happened on the inside. And we need to, when we acknowledge it, then we can begin to find answers to our problems. It's been a hard few years. It's been a hard few years for a lot of us. And we need to take stock of our situation. And it's only then that we can start looking at the other places that need to be filled in our lives. We can look at those places. What are they? Are they? They're filling our places and family. How can we be more? How can we be? Once we're filled, we can look at being more effective parents, more effective daughters, more effective mothers or fathers, more effective grandparents. Once we are filled, because then we've got something to give away, more effective friends. And also we can start looking at filling our places in church properly, in places of leadership, places of ministry, places of teaching, all of those places. Filling our place in our community. Maybe we need to go out, and we don't want to go out because we feel ineffective because we're empty, and we need to fill ourselves up again. No one can fill a place ineffectively unless they are first filled themselves. There's nothing worse than trying to run on an empty tank. And there is another thing. That's governance. The dictionary puts governing like this. To govern is to conduct ourselves and those things we have leadership over with authority. And we get our authority from being under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And how does that work? Well, we submit to the Holy Spirit, and we give our, we submit to him, and we do as he asks us. And John 5 says this really well. It says this: so Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does. 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. And I understand from this that I can do nothing of myself. I need to govern, but I am in partnership with the Holy Spirit. I need to have asked the Holy Spirit first and then activate, not activate and then ask the Holy Spirit, can you help me? So often we get this wrong and wonder why when we get further down the track, it's not working. And that would be because we have moved on and left the Holy Spirit behind and then asked them to catch up, pretty much. And I understand from this, I do things the way God has shown me, not just my flesh formulas, not just my neat innovations, but it has to have God's authority on it. I have to be able to see what God is doing. I have to know his voice. I have to know his voice is telling me that this is what you ought to do. And so I understand that I do things the way God has shown me. And from the scripture, I understand this. I keep a watch on what God is doing and I follow him. I don't sort of just wander off like that distracted child when the whole family is going this way and that distracted child is going the other way. I need to keep my eyes on Jesus. And when he says move, I move. And I need to understand this, just like Richard said, I understand that I do this because I love the Lord. I do this because I know he loves me back. I do it because I know if I follow him, I'm following love. And the next thing I understand is that I need to reign or to hold, and that means to hold office and rule as monarchy. I need to take my rightful place as co-heir with Jesus and be a part of the royal household, just as we imbibe of the things, and so we can imbibe of the things that are only available to the royal household. The office we hold is inherited because we are part of the royal family. We're King Jesus, the sovereign, you know, and everything in the kingdom I can subdue because of the authority that I have as part of the royal family. So I can take authority over things that keep hounding me, that keep getting at me. I can take authority over things that are natural because, you know, as he said to Adam, take authority over the things that scurry across the land, animals, all that sort of stuff. Just like we did this morning, we took authority over the weather. And I believe God's heard that prayer. I don't know about you, but looking out my window right now, I can see actually clouds and the sun came out just a minute ago, whereas it's been raining all morning. And you know, this is the thing, that sometimes we get in the same mindset as everybody else. Oh, there's a cyclone coming. We better be careful. You know, it's going to come. And I think to myself, you know, our confession is the confession that we make because we rule in heavenly places with Christ and we can see his answers and we live in the supernatural. Do you know, one of the things that we need to be able to fill and govern and reign for is so that we can multiply ourselves. You know, I wonder this day today, how many of us have been fruitful and have multiplied over this year. And a couple of thoughts that I had were this. If we were meant to be fruitful and to multiply, none of us were meant to be a one-time wonder. We were all built to multiply and be fruitful. We were all built to experience more than one miracle. And we were all made to have more than one revelation. And some of us can think we have one revelation, that's all God's got in his economy for us, because he's budgeting miracles and revelations. Not true. And we were all meant to have more than one supernatural experience. We were all meant to be able to pick anything up that God says, pick it up and take it. Ministries, things like preaching, things like worship leading. We were all meant to do more than just the one thing. We are not identified just by our gift. We are identified because Christ is our ruler. So, you know, having that identification, she's the woman that does worship leading. He's the man that, you know, moves in miracles and signs and wonders. we are all meant, that's meant to be said of all of us, because we are a multiplying people. We are a fruitful people, and therefore we should live as that. So those are my thoughts for today. And I have a few questions as we go to our chat rooms. I'll have a few questions. And these are them. In the last 12 months, how have you been fruitful and how have you multiplied? And number two, what areas in your life are your responsibility to fill? And how do you intend doing this? So I'm saying not what has happened, but what I'm saying is what's going forward, what's going to happen. So what areas in your life are you responsible for? Are you a parent? Are you a husband or wife? Are you a sister? Are you a niece? Are you a grandchild? Are you a grandparent? So if that's your responsibility to fill, what about this one? Are you an employee? Are you an employer? Are you a neighbour? What areas in your life are your responsibility and how do you intend to fill them? And number three, what things do I need to take authority over and how? So often we let things rule over our lives, situations, relationships, all of those things, we let them rule over our lives and we become only part of what God intended us to be. So what authority do you need to take over those things?